kickers, and Club Med. I can't remember the exact game, or even the name of the kicker, when we lost a close game one fall day in college. But I do remember the words of my defensive line coach, George O'Leary. "Damn kickers," he said with his distinct Long Island sneer that players routinely tried to mimic after a few Saturday night beers. "All they gotta do is go out there and swing their damn leg. They got one job to do," he continued, "and half the time they miss and lose the damn game for you." This was not the first time I had heard my coach rebuke kickers as a race. Of course, if Coach O'Leary didn't admonish you, then you never felt like you were really part of the team anyway. But my sagacious old coach is not alone in his particular distaste for kickers. The fact is that most football players and coaches consider the kicker to be nothing more than a soccer player in a football helmet. That is, of course, until the game is on the line and the kicker blasts a 50-plus yard field goal in the last seconds to win the game. Then, magically, as if the kicker suddenly materialized from nowhere, he is the hero that everyone wants to clap on the back and congratulate. It must be hard to be so unappreciated. Hard, not only because it is a rare occasion when a kicker gets the opportunity to be the hero, but because every opportunity to be the hero is also an opportunity to be the ultimate goat. If the kicker misses that last-second kick, despite its distance, everyone forgets about their own fumbles and interceptions and missed tackles and blocks throughout the game. Instead, everyone heads to the locker room thinking that all the kicker had to do was make the kick and the game was won. But it's easy for us to punish the kicker. The fact is that he takes so little punishment when the rest of us are suffering through the trials that are part of the game that we feel not only justified but moral in our disdain. In the NFL, the kicker's day is called Club Med. They arrive at practice later than anyone else and are the first to leave, while the rest of us are propping our eyes open in two-hour film sessions and cramming blackboards full of game plans into our heads, the kickers are taking a nice long jacuzzi while leisurely reading USA Today. During training camp, while the rest of us stagger about under the painful aches in our muscles and joints and meet until all hours of the night, the kickers are bopping down...